It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
You know I am. I'm here and I'm ready to go, and we're going to do the Ask the Builder show for the next hour right here on WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. And running the show today, we've got Ryan, and of course, the number one man, Steve Mann, is here. And that is just like, we got the A team here. I mean, the A plus team. And it's time for you to wake up, get rolling, and feel free to jump on board and give me a call so that I can help you save money, save time, and actually put the best materials in your house with whatever project you're doing. I really don't care. I have a ton of things to talk about this morning. And, of course, if you want to talk to me, it's so easy to do, 749-1035. That's a Cincinnati number. So those of you in northern Kentucky, put a 513 in front of that, and you're going to be right in here. And I'd love to speak with you. So one of the things I want to do quickly is he promised me that he would be up, and I wanted to give a quick recap about what happened to me last Saturday night. I want to say hi to my buddy Jim Shackman. He and I went to high school together, Roger Bacon High. And last Saturday we had our 35th reunion. So that tells you how old I am. And it was a wonderful time. And I wanted to say a couple names. I know he's asleep. In fact, I'd be shocked if he was awake, but he was really upset that I didn't say his name last Saturday on the air because he was golfing in the Roger Bacon golf outing, was Bill Tuttle. Hey, Bill, there you go, buddy. So you're famous. But all I wanted to say about the reunion was and of course, Ryan's about ready to roll his eyes here. If you have seen, and if you haven't seen it, I'm telling you, you've got to watch it. A great movie, Napoleon Dynamite, a very low-budget film, and evidently it's a movie that you either like or you don't like. And both Ryan and Steve Mann, I'm outnumbered here, they both think the movie was stupid, and they just didn't get it. But that's okay. So there's a character in the movie called Uncle Rico, and he's like in his 40s, and he just kind of wants to go back in time and relive 1982 when he was a football star. Well, he thought he was a football star. He was a bench warmer, and he felt that if he had been put in the game in the fourth quarter, that he would have single-handedly won the state championship game. Well, it never happened. He didn't get to play. So at the reunion, I'm sitting at the table eating dinner, and I'm not going to name any names. And the conversation, I'm just quiet as can be, which I think you may find hard to believe. But there's this one person sitting at the table who's just going on and on and on about all of these past football exploits. He was on the football team. He was a starter. And I leaned over to another person who was at the table. I said, hey, have you seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite? And he said, oh, yeah. And he started to laugh. And he said, I loved it. I said, doesn't that guy remind you of Uncle Rico? And I thought the guy was going to fall out of his chair. He was laughing so hard. So I'm sure that you've been to reunions like that, you know, where some of these people just get stuck back in time, you know. It was hilarious. So had a great time with all my buddies. And really, if you're a person that does not go to reunions for any number of reasons, you might want to reconsider, because they can be a tremendous amount of fun. And, you know, it doesn't hurt every now and then to kind of go back in time and replay some of those memories, because some of the times I was laughing so hard I thought I was going to have to I thought I was going to pass out. Just hilarious. Okay, so good luck to all my Roger Bacon buddies, and I hope those who came from out of town got home safely.